Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight, welcome everybody. One of the most horrible places on this planet to be is in a nursing facility. And people are seriously neglected in nursing homes. You can't always blame the staff, you know, because they're overworked. Too many people to take care of. And that's part of the negligence. But the bulk of it really falls on the government and the agencies. Because why, if a person has a home health aide, now mind you, they call these places homes, nursing homes. Person has a home health aide. Why isn't that aide included to help that person when they're in a nursing home? Now that would cut down on a lot of the negligence that people have to deal with. So while the, you know, you can't entirely blame the people who work there, but I do blame them for not doing something about it in their spare time, see? They ought to make an issue of this. They're overworked, and we have presented this to people who work in these places and gotten no response. But they should insist that the aides brought in for the residents. Now, the money is there for aides. The money doesn't stop if a person goes into a nursing home. It's still there. But you know the big problem? The Americans with Disabilities Act doesn't back you up when you're being neglected in a nursing home and you need your aid. And the quality care situation is a bunch of bull with the state. That doesn't mean a damn thing. They don't do anything to help people. So there you have a major reason why. One reason, there's many of them, why people are neglected in nursing homes. They don't, are not allowed to have their aid. The Americans with Disability Act does not protect them. And in addition to that, they lose their money. So even if they wanted to get the aid on their own, they couldn't. Most people don't have the money. Neglect in nursing homes is horrible, especially when it's not protected, when it's not when you can't call upon the Americans with Disabilities Act. I tried to explain this to my congressman today. I don't know if they got it. I'm waiting to see if I get an appointment with the congressman. So I told him the whole thing has to be revised, the ADA, American Disability Act, because it's horrible. It doesn't protect us. It doesn't help us. It doesn't save us from any harm. And when we come back, we'll tell you some more reasons why people are neglected in nursing homes. Inner Sight and the Big East, the key to rescue. You can dial 609-388-7004. And Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. So check out the Big East, the key to rescue. Don't forget about all the beautiful children of the world, some of them who have passed away. Corey, Avante, Ali, little Tommy, and the baby Royalty. We put her on the list, and we apologize for not consulting her guardians or parents. If you want us to remove her, we will. But we do honor the child. All right, inner sight, go an extra mile for a child. That's our saying. That's what we encourage you to do. Around the world, inner sight, Kennedy Realty. Kennedy's in Islip, New York. Want to buy a house, sell a house, or get some good info? 631-888-1186. And in Islip, New York, just a couple of doors from Mr. Kennedy, is another friend of ours, the Islip Cleaners, supporter of Inner Sight. We appreciate that. All right. Suffolk Bus Corp. And we're trying to match their gift of $2,000. We'd be happy to give your business all the publicity we can, including a news conference if you want to do that. Tell the local paper that your business is helping advocate, among other things, for the modification of the Americans with Disability Act. Make it stronger. I told the Congress today, the congressman's office, on-the-spot enforcement is what we need. Very important. All right? And they read the article. They had it in front of them. Inner Sight. Nobody starved on Long Island. Dog food, cat food, medical. 631-484-3085. You talk to Gary if you need any food for your animal. So give him a call. If you're disabled, let him know. He's been known to deliver the food. 631-484-3085. I want to thank the Long Island Connection, the Long Island Coalition, my buddy Danny, who is with us and writing news releases. I want to thank my good friend Mark Harrington from Newsday for getting out the word for us and helping a buddy of mine for many, many years. All right, Inner Sight around the world, and you know, some of our friends, Good Mojo Printers, Touro Law Center, Sutton Insurance, Sunset Restaurant, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, just to mention a few of the friends that have contributed in the past to the cause and to bring about freedom. See, that's what the ADA, the American Disability Act, should do. It should ensure our freedom. We'll talk about that more Thursday night. Pursuit of happiness and freedom, peace. That's what that law should stand for, and that's what it should do. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. We hope to get some callers. And tonight, talking about how people in nursing homes are neglected. And you know the biggest reason why they're neglected? Because the belief is that a person goes to a nursing home to die. Now, who is the state or the government or anyone to make that decision to play God like that, you know, that a person has to give up everything when they're in a nursing home because they're going to die? That should be done away with immediately. Person should go to a place to live, to get better, and to go home, not to die. should have the right to die where you want. You may not always be able to die where you want, but at least you should have the freedom of choice to be in your own home. So, and remember, the Americans with Disability Act does not prevent you from going into a nursing home. Doesn't do a damn thing. Some months ago, we had an example of that with my friend Rosie, who died in a nursing home, when the lawyer couldn't bring an action under the Americans with Disability Act. That should have been the first thing, along with the service dog protection, the first couple of sentences or paragraph. That should have been it in this law. And this law will protect you from going into a nursing home. And the agencies and the government must split the cost, raise the money. Let the agencies, every agency should have a fund for that. And the government should put in the other half. See, you got to have money behind this. Otherwise, how's it going to happen? The nursing home has plenty of money to neglect people, don't they? Now, how about was learned today by yours truly, many of doctors believe that the cure for this virus business is within our reach in the sun. The vitamin D, all right? Now, how many people in nursing homes get neglected to the point where they hardly get any sunshine to get out in the air and to get that daily dose of sunshine? It should be at least 20 minutes a day. There's a serious neglecting of people. And again, if they had their home health aid in there, you know, it would be much easier to get a person outside daily. And what about all the medical business that they force on people? What about how many people in nursing homes who for many, many years, let's say, have taken apple cider vinegar as a remedy. Now they're in the nursing home. They don't get that. I mean, I doubt very few, if any, if they're going to let you take that. First of all, they got to get clearance from a doctor, and most doctors frown upon that stuff. And all the other herbal help and medicines that have helped people over the centuries. You can't have that when you're in a nursing home. If your family comes in, let's say they have a little bit of money, or they've raised some money, and they want to give the person different types of therapy, herbal therapy and all that they're accustomed to. You can't have that in a nursing home. Everything's got to go through the doctor, and most doctors don't believe in that stuff. So there's another form of neglect. And there's another area where the Americans with Disability Act doesn't protect you. That's why you're neglected. Because there's no law to protect you. The quality of care people are not going to protect you on that. You know? And most people don't have the money to go to court and fight it. If you're lucky, you you know, you might be able to get a free lawyer. But then, you know, the old saying, you get what you pay for. So people seriously neglected in nursing homes. Now, what you can do about it is sign our petition. Within that petition, we have an idea that should be implemented. We call it Volunteers for Freedom. And how it works would be a home health aide on their day off could donate time to give a person extra hours that the state won't pay for to keep them out of the nursing home. And we would compensate that there should be a fund, of course. Every agency should contribute to it. We would compensate that person by, you know, paying one of their bills, car insurance or whatever it might be, in accordance with the hours that they would donate. So that would be a big help, not only to keep a person out, but to get people out. Because many a times people don't meet the criteria of getting out of nursing homes and of staying out. See, what should have happened here was the American Disability Act should have declared that the only criteria to keep a person out of a nursing home is that they're disabled. That should have been the only one. Not all this complicated stuff. So there you have it, a serious thing, home, because the federal law in America is supposed to stand for the disabled. Doesn't protect us. Doesn't protect the residents of the nursing home.
Doesn't it?
All right, since you're here, do the ABLE News.
I will. ABLE is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past, 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com to sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, before we take phone calls, I'd like to, if you could, I'd like to have the petition read.
Okay, hold on.
That we have orchestrated
together, yeah.
For people to sign to get people out and to keep people out of nursing homes.
Definitely. Hang on, let me get
it. So if you have it handy.
Handy? I do. I just have to open it. Okay, give me a second.
And, you know, every agency, every person, every taxpayer should sign this petition.
Yes, they should.
Because it's going to help
everybody.
If we ever push the Congress to pass it.
Yeah.
But one
of
the most important...
I mean, it says it like it is.
One of the most important things that we have added is that, and people are not aware of this for the most part, that the Americans with Disability Act does not prevent people from going into nursing homes, and it doesn't help them to get out of nursing homes.
No.
And people are not aware of this. You see, people
no,
are misinformed
not.
Or misled.
Yes, big time.
All right, so you have it. You want to read?
Yeah, I have it. Yes. Okay, the name of the petition is "Nursing Homes Kill People." I might change it to "Nursing Facilities," but I haven't decided yet. But that's the name of it. All right. "Nursing Homes Kill People" is also listed in the petition itself, and it says the perfect example of this is the novel coronavirus or COVID-19 that recently invaded the nursing facilities. The authorities did nothing to protect the residents, resulting in the death of many. The Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, does not protect people from going into a nursing facility, nor does the ADA protect you when you want to get out of the nursing facility. The American with Disability Act, ADA, contributed to Rosie's death by not protecting her when she was in the nursing facility. Please sign the petition so this does not happen to more people, and we can amend the American with Disabilities Act to protect all. And then we actually start going into what Innosight's about, which I'm going to read. Innosight, Inc. is a nonprofit advocacy group for the disabled. We believe that we have the solution to the nursing home, to the nursing facility problem. We want to start a program called Volunteers for Freedom, where certified home health care aides would donate hours to keep people out of nursing facilities and prevent them from going in as well. The state frowns on giving people 24 hours times 7 days a week care, so because of that, many people are forced to go into nursing facilities. Through Volunteer for Freedom, we hope to establish a private fund to compensate and reward the certified home health care aide. The program would take the burden off the taxpayer government and would give people a better life. Furthermore, people would go into fully accessible apartments. Politicians should legislate. Politicians should legislate strict enforcement on accessibility. We urge President Biden to sign an executive order to mandate all agencies to contribute to this fund. For more information and donations, please contact Innosight, Inc. at, and I give our phone numbers, and I give our website, and I give our Facebook, and then I say podcast, Blog Talk Radio / Innosight Info, and then I say email, Innosight at PMP mail.com. I said, please don't send attachments, logos, and links to our email address. Our email is used by the blind and visually impaired. Please send plain text only because it is converted into an MP3 file so we can hear your email message. Thank you in advance. That's it. It's done.
All right. So one of the main points here in this petition is that the Americans with Disability Act does not protect people.
That's right.
It doesn't stop them from putting you in a nursing home, and it doesn't protect you when you're in there to get you out.
That's right. It's true.
So people need to take note of that. I mean, here's a law that's supposed to protect you when you're disabled, and it's not doing its job. That's why people are in these situations.
Yeah.
So sign the petition. Read it. Sign it. Get your friends to sign it. Spread it around for us.
Yeah.
We would
really
appreciate that. All right. Inner Sight, 213-816-1650.
I have one more thing to add to that. If you feel compassion towards the situation and you feel like you would like to support it, go right ahead. Support it. Feel, you know, if you have family, you know, who have gone through that and who have since been deceased, also, you know, just sign it. Yeah. If you feel the desire.
If you call in, you know, try to mention how you have seen or believe how people are neglected in nursing homes. That's the subject tonight. All right, any callers?
Let me look. All right, I'm going to go back.
Inner Sight.
1 second.
Television tonight, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. Tomorrow night on the Altice, 7:30. Tomorrow night, 7:30 on the Altice, Channel 20, Thursday night. All right. We have Maureen on the line?
Maureen's in queue.
All right, let's take phone call from Maureen.
Okay, here she is.
On Inner Sight Live.
Hey, Maureen.
Can you hear me?
Really low.
Oh, you want me to call back on the other phone?
Sorry.
Yeah, try the other one.
Yeah.
All right, I'll call back. All right, I'll call back.
Okay.
Hey, let me try that one.
Yeah.
All right. You know, people listening to this show, many of them, I would have to say, are on the verge of going into a nursing home. Or people have relatives, or they know people, you know, that are going to be put into a nursing home. And I would say that the majority of them, against their will.
That's right.
I mean, given the choice, if a person would give, I'm not going to say everybody, because in all the years I've been an advocate, I met one person, and it was a young person, who wanted to stay in the nursing home.
That's crazy. I'm sorry.
You know? I didn't really get to know this person, so I don't know all the reasoning behind it, but I strongly suspect.
Yeah.
I strongly suspect that if I would have gotten to know him and he had more freedom, that he would have wanted to get out.
Yeah, I think so.
But that only one person in all the years.
Yeah.
So most people do not want to go to a nursing home.
Here is my take on nursing homes. You eat in the cafeteria with everybody else. First of all, I can't stand that because all you look at is people deteriorating, for lack of a better word. I mean, they're deteriorating right before your eyes, ready to die. We actually have a caller. Oh, that's probably Maureen's other phone. Okay, we got her back.
Oh, wait a minute. Finish your thought.
Yeah, no. So, I mean, I couldn't actually deal with that. It was really, it was very traumatic for me to see, you know, people deteriorating before my eyes. I mean, I just wanted to help all, but I couldn't because I was not healthy myself.
In a place like that, it makes sense.
Yeah.
That's what the law is. That's what people go there for. to die.
To deteriorate and die. Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah.
It's
well,
absolutely
it
horrible.
That's why
it's like a
so
sick
horrible.
Dog.
That's why people are neglected.
Yeah.
Because they know that they're going to die.
Mm-mm.
They know it.
If you want to kill me off, at least let me stay in my home and don't bother me. That's what I want.
Yeah, right.
Don't bother me.
Let's take see if we can get our phone call from Maureen.
Yeah. Yeah.
On Inner Sight.
Okay, here it is.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, guys. Is
yep.
this better?
Yeah.
A little better. Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
How are things going?
Oh, all right. Today I got a call from the man, so we set up the pooled income trust. That's going to go
okay.
now. And
yeah.
be done. And tomorrow I'm going to pick out the furniture.
Oh, nice.
So that'll be taken care of.
Have the person with you take pictures. This way you have it, you know, this way you know, you know.
You take pictures of the furniture, you mean?
Yeah. I want to see some of it, too.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I'll have to get my friend. She'll do it because
yeah.
she took pictures of the apartment. Oh, yeah, I could send you pictures of the apartment, too, maybe.
Yeah.
She can
well,
get them
there.
Off her phone and send them. Yeah, because I,
yeah.
you know, my two phones, I'm lucky I get to make calls, so I don't have the ability to do that. But she can do that. She can do that,
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
So tomorrow I'm going to do that, and then I'll see what happens next week.
I have a,
agenda.
Quote, fancy phone, and yet I can't call or do anything. So
no.
that's like, you know,
yeah.
that's funny that
stop,
you say that.
Stop interrupting her. Let her talk. Maureen, continue.
No, that's okay. I was just, you know, saying my phone doesn't, you know. My Jitterbug used to take pictures, but I don't know what happened to that. They had a lot of problems with that. I guess mine wasn't the only one. And this one might be able to, but I don't know how to do it. So, you know, but she can do it. The girl who's coming with me, she can take the pictures and all. So,
you're
going to
get the furniture. Excuse me. You're going to get the furniture tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
And when are they going to deliver it to the apartment?
Well, that's what I have to see, you know, I have to see, and then I'll have to see if maybe she or somebody can come up with me that day, you know, because, you know, it's a problem, the traveling, you know, because I'm not familiar
yeah.
with the area at all, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you got to switch from this excessive ride down here, because it only goes up to Boston Post Road in the Bronx, and then you got to get their
mm-hmm.
excessive ride, or take a bus or a cab, so,
They don't make it
so,
easy.
You know, it's a project.
No, they don't.
You know, and you got to coordinate the two, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Sounds like it.
Yeah,
it's really
not easy.
It's really a horror and a shame that these people handle your money or, you know, anybody's money. You know, that is horrible.
Next.
That should be changed immediately.
Well,
as
these
you were saying,
groups are private,
before.
You know, Frank.
Wait a minute, Maureen, what did you say?
No, I'll wait till
Suzanne,
you guys finish. I said that these groups are private nonprofits, so they try to, you know, help people as best they could. But I'll tell
they're
you,
they're not
what
helping
saying.
People. They're,
wait,
they're handling their money. How are they helping people?
I was just about to say that.
Well,
they're handling people's
the
money,
home.
And it's not the best situation.
It's another area where
home.
the American Disability Act doesn't protect you. Go ahead, Maureen.
No, the nursing home. I shouldn't say home. The nursing facilities. They don't. They should not have the right to take like 13, 14, 15, that whatever each month per person. That's ludicrous.
Oh, yeah.
That's a major problem that should be changed.
Yes, should
what
be.
Would you have to spend all that money? Where's the result of where's that money going? Because I don't
yeah.
happen to see it.
Right.
My mom
they
was
took
thirsty
all
before.
Her money when she was in there. All
right?
those years.
Yeah, my mom was thirsty. She wanted a glass of water. I said, you want me to call out to them? They never brought it. So for
wow.
$15,000, they can't bring her a glass of water?
Yeah,
not
right.
Not to mention her Social Security and pension checks as well.
That's the worst
it'll
thing
be
right
nice.
There.
Yeah, it'll be nice in a few weeks when she wants a glass of water or what have you. She can have it. And,
right.
You know, she can have a tissue when
whatever
she needs
wants.
To blow her nose after she sneezes. Whatever she needs,
right.
She'll be able to.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Maureen, I got a question for you. What would you, if you had to give one reason why your mom was neglected in the nursing home, what would you think about? What would you say?
Well, I mean, I guess Dry Harbor was the worst, where they neglected her, where her toe was turning black for the whole month of June 3 years ago, and did nothing until the bone popped out, and she had to have her toe amputated. I think that was probably the most neglected, and that she was left on a feeding tube that was only supposed to be temporary, and they gave her 3 meals a day, and I could bring her food, and she was left on that until the feeding tube popped out 5 years later, and she had the hole in her stomach up until recently. I think that was the most neglected place of all that she was neglected in.
So medical,
you know?
Medical is what you're saying was the worst.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Frank?
Medical
I didn't hear what you said.
Worst, medical was the worst type of neglect is what you're saying.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was, you know, because that was neglect when you let a toe go turning black and you just keep propping cream on and nothing.
Nothing
is doing the work, you know, and then you end up having to have your toe amputated. She got MRSA, too, with that, too.
Yeah.
So I think that was the medical neglect there was the worst, you know.
I had
and the ADA didn't protect
too.
Her with that, either.
No, they don't, Frank.
And again, and people say, oh, did you call the omnibus person, the omnibus?
Yeah.
There's one omnibus person for the entire borough of Queens.
You're kidding.
So you know how that goes.
Yeah, first come, first serve.
What are they going to do? They're going to agree with the doctor.
Not really. So it depends on who the person is and how much they're willing to help you, I'd say.
No.
Well,
they don't let any other type of healing in these places. It's got to be cleared by the doctor.
True. Well, they used to let massage in one of my places. Then they decided they wanted to take it out. And I was really upset about that, honestly.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. They used to.
Yeah.
You know,
well, and you know, if you go to a doctor, if you go to your doctor on the outside and he, you know, says what the procedure should be or the medicine or whatever, they won't let you go by his diagnosis. They have to go by the one in the doctor in the nursing home.
Do you know what they do with if they don't have a doctor? Like, say, for example, my mother used to go to a bladder doctor because she had bladder issues. So that's the only way they'll take the recommendation of an outside doctor, which is kind of really, you know, horrible. Because then you're like, okay, this is really not, you know, a good thing.
Right.
You're sitting there and you're like, I can't believe that they didn't do anything. I mean, and you want to just, you know, be really upset about it, but you can't even be upset about that as well, because you're sitting there, and if you're upset about that, then there's going to be another thing within that day you're going to be upset about even more, because they're not even helping, you know?
Most of those places have doctors, and the doctors believe that the person is there to die. How the hell are you going to help somebody if that's what you believe?
Yeah.
Well, even in Woodcrest, they sent her to the hospital from Woodcrest to have her, you know, stomach taken care of. And the doctor suggested what to do. And when she got back to the Woodcrest, the one before this crest, I told the doctor, oh, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to do what we were doing. Well, what the hell was she sent to the hospital for therapy?
Yeah.
And then they're going to do what they were doing
anyway.
And I loved him because every time he came in the room Or, oh, no, he was another one, the two of them, the one in Woodcrest and Dry Harbor. When they came to visit her in the hospital or her room, they, like, were, as soon as they came in the door, they were entering their way out of the door.
That's what they do.
If you had
That's
any
what
questions.
They do best. Yeah, they really do that very well. And if you go
yeah,
and ask one question more than what they can tolerate, they're out.
No.
And then they pop out.
Oh, yeah, because we had said that to the lady in the room with my mom. And as soon as he left, she goes, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
He was
it's
on his
terrible.
Way out. No.
Yeah.
Horrible place.
Yeah.
All they have to do is show
sight.
Up for like 10. All they have to do is show up for 10 seconds and they write it in the book and then they get paid for being there.
That's right. Yeah.
Paid quite well, too.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Any other callers?
Let me look. Oh, Louie.
Oh, we got Louie tonight. All right.
Okay.
All right, Maureen, anything else you want to add?
No, that's about it. Hopefully in a couple, 2 or 3 weeks, maybe we'll be up there, residents of Woodcrest.
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah, that would really
well,
be
keep
nice.
Us posted.
Yeah. Oh,
stay
yeah,
on your
I will.
Guard.
I will.
Don't trust them.
Oh, yeah,
please. That's all you need.
All right, Inner Sight.
All right.
Okay,
213-816-1650. And we got Louie on the line to tell you about Friday night's show.
Oh, yeah. Here he comes.
Louie the Lip.
Yep. I like when
you Hi, Frank Perino. This is Louie the Lip talking.
Yeah, how you doing?
That's pretty good, Louie the Lip. How you doing, Louie?
Oh, is that you? Is that you, Suzanne?
I don't know. Is it me, Frank?
I don't know who it is. I can hardly hear you now.
Now you can hardly hear me. You need a hearing aid.
Is this Suzanne Tomasi Ferrero?
Uh-oh. I'm in trouble now.
We're going to have Lou, what? We're going to have a Houdini-type skit on Friday with Red Fox.
Oh.
Where
Fred Sanford?
Yeah.
Where Grady is going to have to escape from a secret door in a coffin.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Tune in, and you'll hear all the details on that. It has something to do with the virus too.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey guys,
that's cute.
On a Monday, guess who's gonna be 63 years old on Monday? Louie Rivera Jr. on a Monday, July
26th. 63.
Oh, it's your birthday Monday.
Yeah. I think that's what he's saying.
Oh. 63. All right.
I was born July 26th, 1958, in New York City.
Yeah. Oh. That's cool.
All right. Hey, Lou, give us a breakdown, give us a commercial for Friday. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, listen up. My name is Rosanna Dana, talking to Frank and Suzanne. Make sure you tune in on Inner Sight Frolics. We got a lot of fun with Rosanna Dana and Pat Cooper and Schwab, right? And it'll tickle your fancy. And later on, we're gonna do the Lauren Hardy, your friendly philosopher, Ralph Cranton and the Honeymooners, and the one and only Lauren Hardy on Friday night. Make sure you tune in on Friday from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock on Inner Sight Blog Talk Radio, The Frolics. Starring Louie Rivera and Rosanna Dan on the spot.
Yeah, and if you're not there, I'll come and get you. Where do you live?
Where I live, 9 Laurie Road, Brentwood.
No, not you.
Me.
Everybody else.
That's right.
All right, Inner Sight. That was a good commercial, Lou.
That was funny. That's what we need, funny.
Yeah. I like your pretty voice on the phone, Suzanne.
Aw, Lou. Thank you for the compliment.
All right.
I've got to get a good song for you for Friday, Lou.
Yeah.
What about Sesame Street song, or me, Tiptoe to the Tulips?
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah, all right.
Yeah, all right. Do you want to sing it?
Tiptoe to the Tulips.
Oh, my God, no. That's too
all
high
right,
for
save
you.
It for Friday night. Get him out of here.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I'll call you on a Friday out of Frolics. So I'm going to have a
okay.
lot of fun.
All right, in a sight.
All right. Bye-bye.
I love you, Suzanne.
Hey, I love you, Lou. Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
You know, we okay. have there's like three different, maybe four different programs where
yeah.
money is poured into these things to supposedly help people to
yeah.
stay out of nursing homes. And then when they get in there, programs to get out. Now why is the government doing this?
I
mean, this is crazy. This is like a contradiction.
Yeah.
The person's supposed to go there to die, right?
Conceivably,
so then
yes.
Why are they wasting money to get people out?
Yeah, right.
Doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
People are making money on this neglect.
They certainly
and a lot
are.
Of them are disabled.
That's worse.
And the criteria is so stupid and ridiculous. The only criteria should be that you're disabled.
Yeah.
That should be the only criteria that they have to deal with. Simplify everything. You know? And why put a person into a nursing home and
yeah.
then waste all that money to try to get them out if they're going there to die? You see the contradictions here?
All around, yeah.
With?
Yep.
The whole thing is a contradiction. It doesn't make any sense. It's like I heard today on the news, five states are telling people you got to wear the mask, even if you are vaccinated. Now, last week they said the exact opposite.
Yeah, no.
You see the contradiction there?
Yeah, no.
And the guy, the doctor who said, I guess I'll say his name because he's public anyway. Dr. Berg,
yeah. Yeah.
Who obviously researched and investigated that sunlight prevents virus, all kinds of virus, you know.
Yeah.
Now, will the government step up and appoint an impartial committee to investigate what Dr. Berg is saying and to see if it's true?
Yeah.
Are they going to do that? And I'm not talking about the prejudiced FDA and the other place, Dr. Foddy and all that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about an impartial committee of both conventional and non-conventional and holistic healing. That's what
yeah.
should be done. But you see, there's a contradiction there, too.
Certainly.
You know, just like the way the government operates. You know, even
yeah.
now if you're vaccinated, you got to wear the mask. Last week you didn't. All right, inner sight around the world, 213-816-1650. People in nursing homes are damn seriously neglected. If you don't believe me, take a trip to a nursing home.
Yes, you should.
Take a look around.
I hated it. I hated every
and
minute
when
of it when I was in there.
And when you're in the nursing home, remember what it said in our petition, that the Americans with Disability Act does not protect the residents in this nursing home. The great American law, the great American country does not protect people under the federal ADA. That's a disgrace to the flag. Who does protect those people in there?
They.
Who protects them?
I know.
I don't know of anyone that we're trying to protect them. We don't have the money to do it. I don't know of any agency that protects those people that will come forward and say we're going to raise the money and get you out of here. Or even the agencies that already have the money, they're not doing it. They're not protecting them. So who protects them?
Yeah.
The ombudsman wants to keep them in there. They don't want to get them out.
Yeah, because they have a job that way. Please.
They want to keep them in there. They're not protecting them.
They have no desire whatsoever to get somebody out of a nursing home because
they want to keep the money coming
money
in.
Hand over fist.
That doesn't protect the person.
No, it doesn't.
You know, Inner Sight and amend that law, that American Disability Act, remains to be seen if our congressman now will give us an audience. It's the ball in his court. Let's see what he does. Either way, we intend to make an issue out of this.
Yeah.
So, how many other agencies will join us? We invite you to join us.
Yes.
In doing it. Help us do it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that the ADA should protect people? Or don't you believe it? Maybe these agencies don't believe it should protect people.
That's sad. Because people deserve rights. Period.
As we said many a times on other shows, how many haters work for these places?
Yeah, right.
Haters of the disabled.
That's true.
That's another reason why the American law should protect us.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Tomorrow night we'll talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, that we don't have through the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow night's show. Friday we'll have the funnies and a skit coming up where I heard something about the state in New York, and I guess other states would do it too, that you can get I think $9,000 to bury a loved one if they die of the COVID virus.
Oh. Well, I have to see what my mom passed away of. Yeah, we have to find out.
We're going to have a skit about that.
Yeah. Well, I have to go and check out the death certificate and see. Because maybe I'm owed some money here that I'm not aware of.
You have the death certificate?
Not yet. I have to go down there.
Oh, you don't
she
have it?
You might have to get me more copies. No, I was never given it.
Oh, that's no good.
Yeah, no, I got to get some copies.
Go to, I guess they have them at the town hall.
No. The woman has it right at the funeral home. She got it me some.
Oh, call her up. Tell her.
Yeah, hold
them
for me. Yeah. Oh, I have to speak with her about other stuff, but yeah.
You know, you should have a copy of that.
Yeah, I should have at least one, at minimum.
All right, Inner Sight. If you want to call in, 213-816-1650, talking about how people are neglected in nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that almost everyone has heard or knows about a story of someone who has been neglected.
Yeah, that's true.
Happens every day of the week.
I fell out of the damn Hoyer lift. Only one woman was there to try and help me get down off that, and she couldn't handle me alone because the Hoyer lift was it was swinging, and I said to him, I don't want to go on that Hoyer lift. It looks like it's going to break apart. Cause it looked like
and you didn't have your home health aid, right?
Nope.
That's
and I said, that Hoyer lift looks like it's broken. And I said that straight up. And they said to me, it's not that bad. You know, I said, yes, it is. It's very bad, as a matter of fact. Don't you see?
Oh, you shouldn't have gone into it if you didn't want to go.
Yeah, but I couldn't, you know, I had the main quadriceps muscle has a tear in it at the time, and it was fully swollen on the left side. They had to take fluid out of it, and that was the most painful thing I had.
They should have done that. They should have sent the acupuncturist to you or the doctor to you.
Yeah, they should have.
That's what I was interested in.
Yeah, I know.
But
so
the other
thing
is, you should have had your home health aid there.
Yeah.
To help.
Yep, that would have been nice.
That's what we said at the outset of this show. The money's there for home health aides, and they get cut off.
And now, if somebody says that they don't want to switch one of their home care workers, but they need help to get, you know, another home care worker, well, guess what? Somebody was messing with me today, and I'm not really happy with that. You know, I got to see what's going on, you know, and make sure I get what I need. It's really frustrating when people try to do something on your behalf, and you're like, they're not really helping at that point, you know?
Well, it's frustrating because you don't control the funding.
No, I don't.
That's the whole thing. People don't.
Yeah.
Supervise the money that's supposed to be there to help you. All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night. I want to thank all our listeners, Maureen for calling in, and Louie, and everybody who listens. Sign that petition on the nursing homes. Help us do something about this. We're trying to get to our congressman. Write to your congressman.
Yes, please.
Tell him the ADA doesn't protect people. They want examples. They want examples.
Me.
Put in our name and phone number in a site, and they can call us.
We have so many people who called us from nursing homes and within the nursing home, and we could help, you know, tell them that there were a lot of people, and we want to, you know, represent everybody, and we want this to stop. That's all.
All right, sign the petition, change.org. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.